So, Johnny, want to talk about Aquaman?
I want to talk about Aquaman so bad.
So bad. Let's talk about the good of Aquaman.
The bad of Aquaman.
Oh, and the nerdy.
Of Aquaman.
Of Aquaman. All right, so let's talk about the good. What was good to you? What did you like?
Other than Jason?
Yeah.
Other than Amber?
I said the nerdy, not the horny.
Oh, that's right. You're just a stunning cat. Here's honestly what I like. I went into it knowing what it's going to be, and guess what? It delivered exactly what I wanted it to be. It was fun. It wasn't, didn't think too much of himself, and it, you know, it was a good 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Got me by.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's so entertaining. So for me, what was good about it, I've heard a lot that people were like, the villains had no depth. I thought they had a ton of depth. Like, when he's, like, doing that scene, the Ocean Master is doing that scene of, like, the whales getting, like, killed and, like, all the garbage. And then they show, like, the heaps of garbage. It's like, man, could you imagine if an alien planet showed up and just started dumping crap in New York City and, like, or in our home? Like, we would want full war. Like, it made sense to me why he was kind of fed up with people on the world, you know?
So you,
like,
understood why he was angry.
He had a good motivation. Yeah he was
true.
Fleshed out to me.
Because,
like, but people said he wasn't.
Like, every villain in his head, he was doing what's right for his people.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you were destroying my home, and I'm going to go after you.
Yeah, exactly.
Survival of the fittest. Absolutely.
And they even brought in, like, he was a little traumatized with his mother's death, and his dad was kind of a freak. Like, he just made sense to me.
You didn't think he was weak, though. Like,
no,
nothing
at all.
About him was... Were you intimidated by him?
Oh, yeah. Like, okay. I thought he could beat up Aquaman.
Really?
I mean, he was
skilled. Like, when it is true in his territory,
and they gave him a good intro.
That was a good point. They gave him a little bit of a backstory, and you did fear how he could take care of himself underwater.
Yeah, well, that was
his home thing. Yeah,
and that's what she said is like the
you're on your playing field.
Yeah,
his
exactly.
Home turf.
He's been training for this his whole life.
Yeah, and it's different underwater in that. Okay,
and he was confident about it. Like, even with the ass whooping, you know, that Jason Momoa promised. Anytime he entered the stage, the Ocean Master was like. Yes!
See, I wasn't too thrilled about him. I feel like he was missing something that was intimidating. It was kind of like Lex Luthor. Like, I wasn't intimidated by him.
I
like the actor. He was very good in other movies, but something about him didn't intimidate me.
I understand
enough.
That. Oh, yeah. And it's not like... So, if you watch Infinity War, Thanos walks out, and, like, instantly I go... Oh.
Yeah.
Like, hide. Like,
physically
I'm nervous.
Intimidating. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm nervous he's about to kill either... Tony Stark or Captain America. I'm nervous one of my main guys is going
to
die.
If you were to see Aquaman and him, you would find Aquaman more intimidating. But but psychologically too, I feel like he was just a little more whiny, like a Malfoy in a sense. Like he was just like entitled and whiny.
I got
he
you.
Could back himself up. Don't get me wrong. He can fight. He didn't have other people fight for him.
No.
Which I like. And he wanted glory for himself and for his people. Because he didn't do it because he wanted to be... I wanted the main line. Like, he was sick of it. So I get that concept of it.
And I didn't expect him to be too fleshed out, because it was meant to be kind of a cornier movie, which I liked. A lot of people didn't like that. My brother was just here, and he was like, oh, it was so corny. And I was like, I loved it. It was like, over the top in every way.
Does he even nerd, bro?
Yeah,
like, come
exactly.
on.
So nerdy.
You go into a movie that's corny, it's going to be corny, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Thor was corny. There's nothing wrong with corny movies if you go in knowing... It's going to be corny.
Exactly.
Like,
I agree.
I don't want it to be over the top. I want it to be great. So what was bad for you then?
So just logically, it didn't make sense. Like, if he was throwing a bunch of garbage up onto the shores and he was, like, declaring war, it didn't really make sense for me because, I mean, they brought Superman back to life. So, I mean, Superman would just show up and be like, no. And he would... beat the crap out of anyone. Because I mean,
in a heartfelt.
Yeah, exactly. He wouldn't, I mean, he would just show up and like throw all the garbage in space and then he'd be like, all right, you guys need to calm down. And Ocean Master would just be like, yeah, okay.
That is true. The lack of the rest of the DC universe being involved is something that monumental. Like, if you're going to attack the whole planet or a shore, I mean, you didn't get anyone from the Amazonians who know the concept. None of them popped up. That's where
they
live.
Should've.
Yeah, which
missed
they
opportunity.
Could. So many missed opportunities. I mean, honestly, for me, some storylines, but I was a little bothered by the CGI. Like, I could tell they were underwater, and it was not as great as I thought it could have been.
Oh,
like,
really?
It was kind of hard. Like, I mean, because they're underwater, so they're supposed to be. Like, the hair flowing was great.
Yeah.
The way they were explosive was great. And, I mean, Aquaman wasn't, like, amazed by anything. Did you notice that? Like, he wasn't, like, when he went into Atlantis, he wasn't like... look at this place. Like, it's so marvelous. Like, you've never been there before.
Yeah.
Like, you should be a little taken back by every piece of it.
Yeah, I agree. And he was a little bit, like...
Yeah, he was, but I thought he'd be a little bit more. I mean, I gotcha. There was a lot thrown at him.
It wasn't as well done
as
it should have been.
I think there was
a little too cool about it.
Yeah, yeah, which is who he is, but at the same time...
It would have been sweet if he had kind of a Harry Potter face. Whoa!
Yeah, just a little more like...
Whoa!
Yeah. Or somewhere in the middle.
Maybe not that full on. I gotcha.
I mean, did you like how some of the... They tried to make it too full circle. Did that throw you off at all? Like, they're like, how he quoted Pinocchio going in the water. And then out of nowhere, halfway through the movie, she finds Pinocchio in Italy. The little girl's hands are the book. Like, here, Pinocchio.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like, oh, now I get it. Like, it was funny how he's like...
It could have been done better. It could have been more well done.
Like, the line was hilarious. Like,
yeah. Or if the little girl was just, like, reading the book and she, like, looked in and saw the page, that would have, like, flowed a little better.
And then, she'd handed have been
like,
it what? To her.
Yeah, like, here's this book that ties into your story.
Because that's...
Out of hundreds of thousands of children's books.
Because, you know, Pinocchio is such a strong Italian book that it's all over Sicily. Yeah. I don't know.
Could you imagine if someone just handed you Pinocchio? You'd be like, what?
What is this? Why? Why? A top seller of children's books, especially a book made, you know what, 50 years ago? Like, it's not...
Yeah, no.
I mean, the line was perfect how he sold it. It was a book? Like, that was funny.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Because that's what I like about Aquaman. He's easygoing, funny. Like, I'm a surfer,
Aquaman,
but I'm not...
Aquaman is like... Yeah. He's kind of like you know, like, why would I read a book if they have a movie about it?
That's... I'm movie first. You know this about me, Jay. Johnny is movie first, book second. I'll read the book if I like the movie. That's how it should be.
I agree. So what about dialogue? Did you like the dialogue? Did you think
it wasn't
well done?
They landed a lot of jokes, which I like personally, because I didn't need the book. A lot of it was forced, but I don't think that was dialogue. I think it was more situational.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to fall in love automatically. Boom.
Yeah.
Or let's go, like, let's do a lot of callbacks and, like, oh, he's doing that thing that I taught him when he was twirling around the trident. Like, it was a callback.
I gotcha.
So I don't think it was necessarily their fault, but it didn't bother me. Like, I wasn't turned off. Like, I wasn't like, ugh, disgusting, go away. Did it bug you?
No, the dialogue to me was just a little corny. Like, at parts, I was just like, what? Like, it just didn't sound like things people would actually say to me. It just sounded like things someone in a story would say.
It wasn't as natural.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't as
organic. They had some very unorganic dialogue in the movie. And it was a little bit jumpy at times. Like, the pacing of the movie was a little jumpy.
They did go back and forth a lot.
Yeah, or it was kind of like a drastic, like, oh, now it's a love scene. Oh, now it's a comedy scene.
It didn't flow.
Oh, now it's an action scene. But I actually don't hate that in movies. It doesn't bug me. As long as you're telling the story okay,
You can deal with it?
Yeah, I don't mind a little bit of jarring storytelling.
So what was the nerdy for you?
The nerdy. Okay, so one thing you just mentioned was... trying to think. We talked about the action scenes, and those are so good in the movie. Like, the opening action scene where she takes out, like, the police officers that show up, the underwater police officers.
That is my most nerdy wild card, is how awesome Nicole Kidman was. Like, who's gonna mess with her?
So
sick. I will never mess with her now.
Yeah.
Like, she just took care of that kid like it was no one's business. And
I
was just
sweet.
That honestly, like, set the bar high for me. So I'm like, look at how just amazing she is.
Johnny, are you ready for me to blow your mind?
Go.
Do you know who the dad was?
No, who's the dad?
He's Boba, or no, Jango Fett.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, Jango Fett.
Okay.
Mind blown, right?
Yeah, that is true.
So, I mean, it makes sense. Aquaman,
did his CGI make you a little, like, when they made him younger?
The dad?
Yeah, did it throw you off a little? Because Nicole Kidman is so youthful looking. I mean, she's probably in her mid-40s, but he's a little
looked
older.
A little waxy skinned.
Right,
I noticed it, but it wasn't like, oh, what is wrong with his face, you know? Mm-hmm. Did they CGI off a mustache or something? It didn't look like that bad. It was fine. It wasn't the worst CGI I've seen in a movie, but it wasn't like how they've done, you know, like Guardians when Kurt Russell
was.
Oh,
yeah, that was really bad.
Yeah. No, that was really good.
Really?
I thought it was great.
Iron Man was just the best one I've ever seen.
That's true. Oh, when he was like a young kid?
Yeah.
Okay, back to the nerdy. Jason Momoa in the movie. Like, he went full Momoa.
Oh, please explain.
He would, like, grunt.
Please explain.
He would, like, grunt and flex. He, like, even just, like, his movements were so, like, oh, so well done. And you could tell it was him. And even, like, the joke about, like, you can read. Or, not read, you can read there's a book. That's what I meant to say. Sorry. No, but there's a book. I mean, that's not something that, like, you could see Tony Stark saying or someone else.
No, he sold his being naive as funny.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no.
He played it off like, yeah, call me dumb, but it's funny.
He wasn't afraid to, like, make fun of himself.
Yeah.
or to, yeah, or even just to be a little vulnerable or whatever. Or, like, he was
even
sick.
When he got his butt kicked a little bit, like, he made a joke about it. Yeah. Like, all right, let's go again. Or, like, yeah. You know, like, he doesn't care.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it doesn't faze him.
He played the badass so well. You know, I call it an ass whooping. It was so sweet.
A reluctant hero is usually better in my book because, like, he's like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I feel like it. Did he become, here's this total, like, nerdy. Did he become an anti-hero because he did not save the father of the Black Mantis?
Ooh.
Because anti-heroes, you know, they're there, but Aquaman was never an anti-hero. Like, number one code, no one dies.
I actually love that he didn't, because I was so pissed when they were just, like, slaughtering everyone. And then he's, like, trying to kill Aquaman. And I was like, dude, Aquaman, just let him die.
I know, but the hero can't let anyone die. Anti-heroes
can't
do.
He can let him die, right? Nah, isn't that Batman?
Saying, Batman is always... save you. But Batman's an anti-hero. You know, like, that's what they are. The Punisher. Like, that's who they are.
You know,
Superman, Boy Scout. Aquaman was always, you know, above all.
Here's what I would say. Is Aquaman an anti-hero? I would say he was before he let the dad die. And when he let the dad die, he was an anti-hero. But if you notice later, like, it's almost like a character arc. And I loved it. Okay. Such a cool character arc.
So that was a full circle you enjoyed.
Yeah, because he acknowledges it. He says, I let someone die once. And, like, it made an enemy. And he's like, and I think that did more harm than good, basically.
So, yeah, there you go. He learned from his... That actually is a good point. Yeah. I liked how that is a very good
point.
It
actually, like, distinctly made sure that he was a hero, because he's not going to do that again.
So he'll never again mess up.
I think he's going to save everyone. I think that was his learning moment, his aha moment of, like,
maybe that's what made him a true hero.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly,
because that's it's false. You know, it's like duty above honor.
Yeah, exactly. And And honestly, I was gunning for him to just, like, rip that dude's head off. I did not think those pirates were good people.
They're not good people.
Yeah, obviously.
So, overall, would you recommend Aquaman?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I give it a 7, which is not bad.
No. I would say it's unlike any Marvel movie and unlike any DC movie. And I would say just seeing Jason Momoa be his full self is worth it. Like, the scene where he takes a grenade to the chest and he's like... Ouch, that hurt. Or whatever, like,
it's
so
his timing.
Funny.
His timing, his comedic timing is really on there.
Yeah,
on the spot.
He was the perfect cast for that person, which I didn't expect. When I saw him in Justice League, like, in the trailers, I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah. Like, where are they taking Aquaman? Some surfer dude?
And I didn't watch Game of Thrones, so I didn't know who he was as an actor. I was just like, they're just finding some beach bum looking rip dude. And he's not going to do the character very well at all. But
and he did a different spin.
It was so refreshing.
He's not a corny guy.
No, wasn't it such a refreshing, like, take on Aquaman? And
it was the best thing they could have done.
And people, so far on IMDb and on Rotten Tomatoes, people have really liked it. And I think they should.
It's a solid 7, C, whatever. I mean, you're not going to regret watching it.
It's not The Dark Knight.
No, and it's not supposed to be.
But it's a movie I would watch 2 or 3 times in the theaters and laugh
in theaters,
my head on.
Really?
I would watch it twice in the theaters, and then I'd watch it a few other times.
Yeah, I'd watch it once in the theater, and then if it's on again, I'll watch it. Or if I'm doing a marathon, I wouldn't skip it.
Maybe if they would have, you know, thrown in Wonder Woman, they could have... And, you know, actually, that's my last note. They should have used Poseidon, because, like, Wonder Woman starts off with Zeus, and they should have branched off in the same area to tie in the universe with Poseidon, because that's where Aquaman could have had, like, his roots. Like, you have, like, the Amazon women, and then you have, like, some of Poseidon's children. Something, you know, that ties it back into... to the Wonder Woman. And then you could even throw in a cameo of her. But I think, honestly, I think when they made this movie, they were a little on their toes. Like, are we going to stop making DC movies? Maybe if this one doesn't make that much money, we will.
Could be. So, to wrap it all up, Deadlight believes you should watch this movie.
Oh, yeah. Watch it. We strongly encourage it.
The Deadlight nerds approve.
Boom. Oh, wait. How about that crab scene?
The crab scene?
Yeah, you know, where, like, they show up and, like, there's that crab king and he's like, you'll never win! It was, like, the most random, his, like, little voice.
Yeah,
he's got that fat
when he was
body.
Trying to take over all of them together. They were the most ridiculous. You did not want to be them.
You'll never take me alive! Yeah. And he, like, chops off his arm. Oh, it's so funny. I died at that scene. Anyway, that sums up our review of Aquaman. Okay, Johnny, so with Aquaman now, like, being a hit, and it's making...
In the books.
Yeah.
It's in the books.
It's making hundreds of millions of dollars.
It's out there. It's in the nerdverse.
Where do you see the DC universe going forward?
Going forward, there's only... For right now, all they could... Just keep doing solo movies. I mean, they don't... I hate these things. Like, start from scratch. Like, do you even nerd, bro? Don't start from scratch. Keep your money makers. Keep Aquaman. Keep Wonder Woman. Solo. And just keep going.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think, you know, a lot of people think Superman, you know, when Henry Cavill is gone, and they think that Batfleck is over. Do you think they'll come back, or do you think... What's your thoughts?
So, you can only do so much Wonder Woman, yeah. Honestly, because you're doing decades, So, for her to catch up...
Yeah.
I mean, you can have her solo, and right now, I guess, she has her own little world. I think you should bring them back. I think you should bring them back and try to redo the Justice League, because it's such an important part of DC.
Maybe do a Batman solo movie, like get Ben Affleck in.
Do
maybe he can direct
do
it.
Do Ben Affleck so or not, whoever you're gonna cast, make sure the audience feels connected to him before you throw him in a movie.
Yeah. Do you think we need Henry Cavill? Is he non-negotiable for Superman?
I don't think anyone other than Wonder Woman right now, and even Aquaman is unnegotiable, just because he was half of the DC, he was gone. Justice League, he was gone.
Yeah.
So out of mind, out of sight. He's amazing. I hope they keep him.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. He's perfect for it, and he has the cold, like beaten exterior of Superman. Like he has something to prove. Like he's just like where he's at is perfect for this day and age of DC. And he offsets it great with Aquaman.
Yeah,
because we didn't see enough of that.
Oh no!
Imagine screen time more of him and Aquaman.
That'd be sweet.
Just like because he's so Batman is serious, but Superman is also very serious.
Yeah.
So to see him deal with like Aquaman, who is staturally overpowered like him. Don't get me like Aquaman.
Maybe not quite Kryptonian level, but he's close.
But he's closer than Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Or
even The Flash. Even maybe...
The Flash can, you know...
I mean, we'll see with Shazam, but I would say that Aquaman and Shazam are on the same level.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, Batman is smart and intelligent, but if he really wants to, just backhand him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he gets on his, but I want to see them together.
Yeah. So yes, we should have Henry Cavill, but he's not non-negotiable.
Yeah. I mean, if we had an option, get him.
Didn't
you
say, like...
And that's what Momoa I read.
Was talking to...
I don't know if he was just trolling everybody. Because he had a picture with him.
Yeah.
With both of them together. And he's like, I just talked to him. He's in. But he could be trolling.
I doubt it.
It was a week before release. That's true. And I got all excited to see them together.
But, I mean, off screen, they look like they have a ton of chemistry. Have you seen that meme of, like...
Oh, yeah.
Jason Momoa, like, sneaking up on Henry Cavill? Hilarious.
They work well together. And everyone liked working with Gal Gadot. So, I mean...
Yeah.
Chemistry's there.
And you know what? Honestly, you could kill Ben Affleck's Batman because he's old and grizzled. And you could cast someone like Jake Gyllenhaal. And he could take over as either like a Batman Beyond or as like a... Maybe... I don't know which Robin... Damian Wayne?
No. Or what if you do...
He could be Damian Wayne.
What if you bring in Nightwing?
Yeah, exactly.
Just Dick Grayson and just have him... Because Dick Grayson took over the mantle of Batman for a while.
Exactly.
And you can have that be... If you need to take him over. I mean, are people going to be...
change the story. It could be a Damian Wayne, but just now in a bat suit, you know? Rather than being Robin, he just jumps into Batman.
Could be. Well, he's a little younger. I mean... But you could do, I'm just saying, Dick Grayson, whose Nightwing took over for a while.
Yeah, that would make sense.
But, I mean, it doesn't
matter. And Batman Beyond was way younger. That was when Batman was like
that was like
man.
80 years in the future, so.
Yeah.
So they could do it. I'm just saying there's possibilities to bring it, but I think non-negotiable, they have to have a solo movie for Batman.
Yeah.
Because Superman, everyone knows, so I don't think he needs a solo.
He already had a solo.
Yeah. So I think you do a solo for, and you don't need to do an origin story.
No.
Of take away that 20 minutes of his parents dying. And
show him
angry.
Being like the world's greatest detective. Because we've never seen that.
Like a true crime?
Yeah. Like a mystery solver, like not even horror, but like thriller.
Yeah. And you don't need to bring the Joker if you don't want to. Like you can do a whole different villain. Honestly, to make it a whole different
it
concept.
It would be awesome, actually. Right. I'm kind of sick of seeing the Joker. Like,
yeah. Who is amazing, don't get me wrong.
No lightning or anything, but yeah.
The Joker's amazing, but let's move on and try someone else. He's had so many. You can do the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
You can do a proper Riddler.
Dude, the Riddler.
Yeah, just someone.
Would be so sick. Because that would be perfect for a detective.
Right, and it's someone mentally challenging.
Yeah, I agree.
Or even if you want to bring like Lex Luthor somewhere. Someone like out of nowhere and just like mentally challenge Batman.
There was the... Who's the guy with like Slade with the one eye? Or
yeah,
that?
Slade.
A lot of people thought it would be him.
Slade could be it. Slade also dealt a lot with Green Arrow, but that's another. Slade was mentally. Slade is a mental nightmare.
Yeah.
He beat up on Robin. Like he was a mental nightmare.
Oh yeah.
Slade messes you up. That's what I think too, because it'll be way different from anything. So you'll bring in a different audience that'll come in for a mystery Batman.
I'd love it.
Like a crime detective, more like a not film noir, not like that concept.
And you'd still have crazy action scenes.
Crazy action scenes, but you don't need to be over the top.
Yeah, it's kind of like how The Winter Soldier was very like espionage thriller.
Spy novel, yeah.
But it'd be a mystery thriller for Batman. And it doesn't need... The nice thing is you can make it not huge scale. Like, it doesn't need to be, like, save the world. It could be, like...
Just save, in Gotham.
Save a couple orphans or something.
Yeah,
like,
you're just opening the world to Gotham and Batman, introducing him back in.
Yeah.
And going in, yeah. Because he needs to be reintroduced.
Some of... In the old DC comics, some of the best Batman moments weren't when he was saving the whole planet. It was when he was saving, like, one person or
one girl.
Well,
that's what he does.
Yeah, he was focusing on the individual. And that can... If you love a character and someone's trying to save them, that can... mean more to you than seeing the world saved.
Absolutely.
So I get kind of tired of, the world will end.
Yeah,
I thought that in Ant-Man. Like, oh, great, another world-ending threat.
And you know,
what's going to happen?
Keep them local. Because Gotham is such an entertaining city in itself.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and you can world just, build it.
Yeah, and you can just make, and you can just do so much. And you can tie it into other things.
Yeah.
But we're in agreeance, get rid of the Flash. I don't know what to do. Or make the Flash... Not a fanboy.
Yeah, I agree. Just change the Flash a little. Give him a solo movie and change him up. Have him have a ton of growth in it.
A solo, or just have him do one with Aquaman.
That'd be
I still
sweet.
Love that idea.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but
if you do Flash Aquaman team,
you literally
up.
Blew my mind. Because if you want to introduce him, like, or not even introduce him, but keep him around enough that we don't forget about him.
Yeah,
put him in there.
Dude, a Flash Aquaman team up would be so
It'll
sweet.
It'll just be like, hey, I need your help out here, just something. Because it has to be out of the water.
Well, could you just imagine how much, like, the Flash would grow up if he was hanging out with Aquaman?
Yeah, or not.
It'd be just such a tough love thing for him, because he needs it. Because
he's such a little fanboy.
Oh,
sorry.
The Batman.
Ooh, that's so cool. Can I get your autograph? Dude, you're a founder of Justice League. What was the Titan? The robot guy.
Amazo?
No, the Justice League robot guy. Why am I drawing a blank?
The Justice League robot guy?
Yeah.
Dude, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like in the movies or in the... I don't think there's been a robot guy in the movies.
Yeah, it's the football player.
Oh, Cyborg.
Cyborg, golly.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry, we got to write things down before.
No, so what about Cyborg?
I'm saying, does he need anything? Is he just forgotten?
I mean, he could just be someone... He plays a really good supporting character. So he'd be good if he just was someone who could like tie the universe together. Like Batman called him and was like, I need you to hack such and such. And he was like, I can't do that. Do it, you know, and Batman.
Do you want
him
a little bit
him.
In the new Batman movie? I'm just wondering, do you need him?
If Cyborg, like, helped Batman a little. I mean, I don't know, but I don't, like, love Cyborg. He's fine. If he shows up, great. If not, whatever.
Then you don't care.
Yeah, I'm indifferent on him. So do you think that DC will have good movies now, going forward? Do you think this is, like, the turning point? People thought Wonder Woman was it, and then they made the Justice League, and everyone was like...
Yeah, but Wonder Woman, like, got 9 and 10s. Aquaman is 6 and 7, so I don't think anyone wanted DC.
But it seems like, so, I mean...
Aquaman didn't save DC, but it also didn't destroy DC.
But my question is, do you think it's the turning point? Do you think we'll have good movies from here on out?
Well, I mean, regardless, it's Wonder Woman is next, right? Well, the next of that, Justice League. Not
gotcha.
The next DC movie, because we're going to see what Shazam does. But the Shazam is like its own little entity. Are they going to tie him in?
Oh, yeah. They definitely will.
Okay. So
I've heard rumors that Henry Cavill will show up at the end, and I hope he does.
That'll blow
your
mind.
That'd be so sweet. Shazam is sick.
Shazam with... That could be... See, you got if you get Wonder Woman, is that 2020?
No, I think it's next year.
Okay. So if you put Wonder Woman and Shazam together, that could help it.
Yeah. You'll get both those movies next year, and if Shazam's good, and then if Wonder Woman's great, that'll really... So I think this is the beginning of the curve into the good world. And they are starting to do solo movies, and they're starting to get good directors, which is the biggest thing. Get away from Zack Snyder.
So team up in 3 years, 5 years?
You mean another
Justice League movie?
I would say, like, don't do another Justice League movie for at least 3 years, and 5 years... would still be fine.
If it's correct.
Yeah, do a few team-ups, but then, like, don't have, like, a full Justice League movie for another, like, 5 years. Yeah, and then make
what I'm saying.
After
years.
All the build-up, like, and start to introduce, you know, they started to introduce Thanos and things? Like, do that. Whatever big baddie you want. Don't do Darkseid. It's too close to Thanos.
Yeah.
But whatever big baddie you want, do it. But have him build up over a period of time.
And then make the Flash a legitimate character.
Exactly.
That is all.
Do you have a what do you want for an overall tone going forward? Because a lot of people are nervous that it's going to get too silly.
I feel if they have a healthy balance, if they do that Batman crime, that's serious.
Yeah.
Silly movies are fine. Like Aquaman. Aquaman is, I think, kind of like Thor was. It's in between. Like, it has a little tone, but it is silly because that's who Aquaman is.
Yeah.
And then Wonder Woman, I don't, she's not silly at all, man. She's, no. She's a full-on woman. You don't mess around with her.
And I don't think it'll be silly
at all. Not silly at all. But it won't be like...
Which will be sweet. It'll be like the first one.
Yeah, and it won't be over-dramatic. Like, no. That's the good thing about people. They're not going to take themselves too seriously.
It felt deserved in the first one. Yeah. When homeboy Steve Trevor died, like, I legit just wanted to, like, break down crying. Like, and she screams and...
You felt emotion.
It felt deserved. It wasn't it wasn't like... Oh, another scene in a movie where someone's sad and I have to feel sad for them because their actor's crying. Like, it like felt deserved because
you felt connected to
them. Yeah, well, and Steve Trevor was a good person. You watched the whole movie.
Yeah, so as long as they keep that up and down.
Yeah, I got
no flatlining.
No.
Up and down, then it'll be great.
I agree.
Because if you have too many silly movies, it'll be ridiculous. If you have too many serious movies, then you're going to get tired of it.
Yeah.
At least, I mean, sure, a fan base will like it.
Well,
but,
and how jarring is Wonder Woman going to be after Shazam, which I think is going to be full silly.
Because it's a little too.
Kid.
Yeah, and it's supposed, it. It's supposed to be silly.
Yeah.
I mean, and
oh, I'm so excited.
Shazam is supposed to be silly. So if you have two silly characters and then two serious, like a Batman and a Wonder Woman, that's perfect equilibrium right there.
And then make Man of Steel more like Aquaman was, where Man of Steel is very hopeful and stuff. Not
what dire. He
was. Yeah. They switched it. They did some wrong things with Man of Steel. They did some good things, but I don't know.
They did a different origin story, which was great.
Yeah. The origin was sweet.
I know. It was a different concept.
Honestly, they could have had a full movie with Russell Crowe just called Krypton.
Right.
That was like an intro, and the ending of it was him sending off Superman.
There's a TV show just for that, even. Well, his grandpa, but I digest. That's how
you digest.
Where's it from?
I don't know.
Parks and Rec. Come on.
I digest. Who says it?
Andy, always. He misquotes.
But
a lot.
I digest. That's so dumb.
I know. That's why it's funny. So as long as they keep it going like this, individuals doing it correct. I mean, even if it's silly, but it's like, you know, it's going to be silly. No one's going to win Shazam and be like, I want an Oscar-worthy performance.
Yeah.
Then you're going in for it.
So do you like it? My idea of Jake Gyllenhaal is, well, you said Nightwing. Would he be good or would
you
cast?
He'd be a great Nightwing, honestly.
He'd be so cool.
Nightwing has to be, you know, not 40 or 50.
Yeah.
He wasn't the opposite of Batman. Nightwing is my boy. He wanted something to prove.
Yeah.
And what he wanted to prove was that he wasn't Batman.
Yeah.
He wanted to step out of his shadow. Didn't take life too seriously. Sure, he grew up. He was adopted as a kid, so he did have a little bit of a silver spoon.
Yeah.
But he never, like, took it for granted. Neither did Batman. I mean, like, they didn't flaunt their money. They didn't expect things. But he was a simple guy.
Who was the Robin that was killed and you've seen, like, in Batman vs. Superman? Is that Dick Grayson or is it Jason Todd?
It's Jason Todd.
Okay.
He's the one, Dick Grayson. Yeah. Dick Grayson is Nightwing.
Yeah, okay. So it is in line. I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, Dick Grayson
is Nightwing. Dude, that'd be so sick. All right, who would you pick besides Jake Gyllenhaal?
Oh, that's a good question. He's a good one. Maybe it needs to be someone totally new. Someone, like, look how Spider-Man was. Someone totally new out of the...
Even Chris Hemsworth for Thor.
Yeah, see, someone just out of...
Had you heard of him before Thor? I hadn't.
I mean, I saw him in other things, but
really?
Not, yeah.
Or Chris Pratt, someone who, like, you know, but... Like, they redefine themselves.
Not to be as an action hero? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he made his body into an action hero.
Yeah, I know.
But the thing, yeah, I guess you could do. That's a good one. Let's mold it over.
Yeah, that'll be your question. Actually, you know what? Maybe we'll have a way for you guys to write in. Yeah, tell us what you think. Who do you want the next Batman to be if Ben Affleck doesn't do
it? Come back. And don't mess around with Nightwing, because I love that. I mean, they have this new kid now doing the DC, but that's not working. The DC...
No. The Titans or whatever. Yeah. And they have another one where it's just like Nightwing, but it looks dumb. I think it's the kid from like Teen Wolf or something.
Oh,
my sister watched it, not me.
Really?
Don't think that.
I watched Teen Wolf. What's wrong with that? Styles is hilarious. Yeah, I'm not even ashamed of that.
Dude, he was an American Assassin.
Because he's great. He's a great actor.
Okay. So, yeah, send it in if you know us. And if you don't, then... I guess hold off for us to get up our Facebook page.
You can comment on the app.
Yeah, comment on the app. Who do you think it should be?
We don't get offended. Make it awesome.
Yeah. Let us know. And we'll put your comment in our next podcast.
Yeah, we'll give you a shout out. And if it's horrible, guess what? We're going to call you out and be like, do you even nerd?
Yeah, exactly.
Bro.
When you suggest the...
She suggests something so out of frame. We're going to be like, get out of here. Don't even nerd. Come
exactly. On. When you suggest... Jason Todd.
Jason Todd.
To be Nightwing.
Dude, that was you.
And he's dead. I know that was me. Which one is it? I can't remember. I know the names, but I don't know which one it is.
You even nerd, Jay. Come on.
I knew Damian Wayne.
You didn't know him, and I always forget about him.
And I brought up the name.
He's actually the heir apparent.
Is he even alive, you think? Do you think?
Yeah, he's heir apparent. He's not going to die.
But in the DCEU, do you think
he'll... Oh, no, they're not. That's deep cover, because he's the son of Batman who had it with... the Ra's al Ghul's daughter. Yeah. I mean, that's deep cut. Yeah, and that's like true. Different universes. Yeah.
All right, last question. This is just for my own whimsicalness, and we might cut this out, but do you ever want to see a Batman Beyond?
Of course I want to see Batman. Why would you not?
Okay.
Here's the thing, though, because that mixes future, you know, because I really like that. Because it's, you know, it's what? I don't know if it's 40 years in the future. Like, it's 20, 30.
From where we are now, it's probably 40.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's done correct, because he's way, you know, he's more of like a Nightwing character.
Yeah,
because he's, you know, he did, but he had no money at all.
Yeah,
he wasn't even raised. Like, he's a clone of Batman, right? Isn't that how he is? A clone of
they
Bruce
did some
Wayne.
Weird stuff. I say get rid of that.
Okay,
because he didn't get cloned. And like he was like originally not, but then he like started to take on his genetics. It was some weird story.
Okay,
I don't like it.
So you think he's just someone worthy that Batman sees? Like, maybe he goes and tries to steal something.
Yeah, in the old
from
days,
Batman.
Yeah, I like the... If you watch the show, the intro is really good. Just do a different take on it.
Okay.
Like, similar but different, where he's just worthy and steals the suit and... Yeah.
And that's how he is.
Yeah, well, that's it for DC, I guess.
DC has a lot they can play with. Just do it right.
Yeah, right?